Rocking you till next Sunday, this is the Manic Monday Show with KC on Radio Sega.
I see it. And now it's all within my reach. I see it now. It's always been inside of me.
Play on, play on for the weekend. So shaking these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. So shaking these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Better run home to mama now.
Radio Sega.
Oh, This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Show on Radio Sega! Welcome everyone, I'm KC, I'm live as per usual, and this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week with the Opus Sense Collective there, with Moon Beach Tune. Thanks for that. Welcome to the show, this is the first of your Radio Sega Live Week, the first show of your Radio Sega Live Week, I mean, starting off with the Manic Monday Show, here to cheer you up on this at least here, rainy Monday. It's so sad when it's rainy over here. And it's been sunny for so long, I didn't even remember what rain felt like before today. And I'm sad now. Because, you know, I love blue skies in games and in real life. But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the show. We have a great show for you tonight. We have lots of music, Sega music. We have lots of special and important events to commemorate. I mean, important? Yeah, perhaps for some people, I think. No one, but yeah. we'll be celebrating Pumpkin Day, Howl at the Moon Day, Black Cat Day, Navy Day, International Bandana Day, Internet Day. No, this one we don't have a track for, but it's everything we do. It's for Internet Day because, you know, we're broadcasting live on the internet. We have Hug a Sheep Day. Yes, Hug a Sheep Day, you perverts. And we have Create a Great Funeral Day. That is actually a thing, yes. And so we started off the show with Black Cat Moon from Virtua Fighter 2, also known as the theme of Sarah. This celebrates both Black Cat Day on the 27th and Howl at the Moon Day on the 26th. Then we had, then we had a Cemetery from Shining Soul 2, and if you want to create a great funeral, you need to pick a cemetery, I think, or perhaps not, I don't know. I have no clue. It's Create a Great Funeral Day, celebrated on the 30th of October, so yeah, feel free to do that, to celebrate that, to sit down with your loved ones and plan your funeral. That's what this holiday is about. Why? Because why not? That's what I always say. And this last track was Moon Beach by the Opus Science Collective, a remix of Streets of Rage, because there's also Howl at the Moon Day on the 26th. Yes, on the 26th. So Wednesday is when you should howl at the moon. I'm sure many people howl at the moon frequently, so yeah, yes, indeed. Anyway, I will talk about these days a bit more later on during the show, but as for now, welcome to the show, enjoy yourselves, feel free to, you know, join us in Discord, radiose.ga/discord, that's where the magic happens, and where you can find all these lovely people, like Rafsy, Grexy, Skyblaze, Adaptive Veil, hello Adaptive Veil, welcome back, II1980, AlphaDog1996, Artista? AF? I don't know. Is it Portuguese? No? I don't know. Barak, Bulgardo 7, Birdotron, CaveQuest, CC, C-Katani, I don't even know. I never know what this name means. One day someone will explain it to me. It's C-Katani? I don't know what this means. CN Red Alert, Pain, okay. Cyclone X, David T. Lurker, Drake, Adobean, Flex Style, Gnarly Queen, also known as Foster Graph, J10, Jace Ghost, Jinjos, Kyrie, Carto 1989, Kevin Bean, 1229, Illus just joined, Lang, Lily, Lime, Maxi, Mr. Wonderman, actually, Jamie, Mumbo King, Myron S, Nexter Fire 1, Opusines, Pestle Plushy 64, PT Kickass, Rudy Tabuti, Samantha B. Dawn, Sean, Silver Sonic, Sonic Wind Blue, Spooky Toons, Super Sonic 11231, Tales Channel, Takumi, it's Mikhail 24RD, it's easier, TBSF, The Nick Flair, The Sega Scourge, The Valley of Tracky, Dragon, Twini, Tyonic, Tyrese, Veritex, and Ghost Keep 00. Okay, welcome to the Manic Monday Show. Why is Rexy sending me a message in all caps? You said Drake! Play the clip! Which one? I have two of them! Oh, it's not playing. Why is it not playing? Interesting. Apparently there's something wrong with my cards. Oh, I know what it is. Not sure if I can fix it during the show, but, you know. Anyway, I can fix it like this.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah. Or?
I know when that hotline bling.
Yeah. So Drake is here. Welcome, Drake, everyone. Anyway. What's next? I gave a shout out to everyone in Discord. However, you can also tweet at Radio Sega if you want, if you prefer it that way. At Radio Sega, hashtag RS Manic Monday, and we'll give you a shout out back as well. Yes. Don't forget to join us for all the crazy games we have. By the way, we don't have a contestant for this week's Segathon. I forgot. We don't have a contestant for Segathon yet. So if you're interested in playing the Segathon, trying your luck at the Segathon, feel free to let me know. Send me a private message on Discord or a tweet at Radio Sega. You do need to go into Discord though if you want to play, because you need to have your mic on the ready, and I'll explain if you're interested. If there's no one to play the Segathon today, what am I gonna do? I don't know. I'm gonna have to, I don't know, tell a story or something to fill the time with. I don't know. Yes. Jamie asks, can I play again? Well, why not? Well, if you want to play again, maybe if there's no one else interested in that. Okay, so Tweenie apparently is also interested, so let's see if Tweenie can make it with his laptop. If he can, he'll play it this week, and maybe we'll have Jamie on next week and see if he can beat his own score at the Segathon. However, However, Aya 1987, I thought Teeny wanted to. Okay, he's now called Teeny, apparently. Or is it Tiny? I don't know. Anyway, if you want to join us on Discord, you'll also be able to play this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. So it's time for Say My Name. What is Say My Name, you ask? It's one of our shows that we play each week on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show. And each week I pick something that is related to Sega. This week we have a Sega character. Okay, a video game character that is related to Sega. It's a Sega character, actually. So I have four different clues to give you in regards to this character's identity. You just need to listen carefully, listen closely, think hard, and try to guess who this week's character is. The thing is, the sooner you do it, the sooner you guess it, the better. Because, you know, if you guess it after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third clue, and only 5 points after the fourth clue. Obviously, if you don't get it correctly, you don't get any points. Obviously. So, don't even try. people are sending me... Rexy just sent me a GIF. Because of Teeny, yes. Yes, I say GIF. I think some people say GIF. It's, you know, the eternal question. I prefer GIF. Anyway, that's not important. Yeah, so, at this point, someone's asking for the scoreboard. So at this point, it's a long leaderboard, so I'm not going to tell you everyone's scores, but I'm going to tell you the top scorers. So at this point, first place Rexy and Esper K joined first place with 100 points. Second place we have Brendotron with 95 points. In third place, joint third place, we have Jamie64326 and Opus Science with 90 points. Okay, so at this moment, Esper K and Rexy are in the lead, followed closely by Brendotron and Jamie and Opus Science. What's going to happen tonight? We'll see. It's time to share clue number one. Don't forget, if you want to take part, you'll need to send me a private message on Discord with your guess. Don't post it on the public chat. You need to send me a private message. Anyway, here's clue number one. Has bronze-colored eyes. Has bronze-colored eyes. Who could it be? So, if you think you know who this is, send me a private message on Discord. My name is KC over there, and while you think about it, I'm gonna play some music. It's time for a Hatsune Miku track, and this is Mrs. Pumpkin's Comical Dream on the Manic Monday Show.
Oh,
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey. We'll be right back.
I was distracted. I'm back. Welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. That was a tune, The Place of Death, from the Sega Rock Volume 2 album, which obviously is related to Create a Great Funeral Day, celebrated on the 30th of the month. And you know, if you want to create a great funeral day, you should also choose the place of death, your own place of death. Yeah. Anyway, before that we had Capricious Black Cat from Shining Hearts. So don't forget to celebrate Black Cat Day on the 27th. And the first track was Hachi featuring Hatsune Miku. Why don't I have... Where's my... I did some changes to my radio DJ software and I forgot something. Okay. So as I was saying, Hachi featuring Hatsune Miku, Mrs. Pumpkin's Comical Dream. Mrs. Pumpkin's Comical Dream are obviously celebrating Pumpkin Day on the 26th. So, do you like pumpkins? Do you like eating pumpkin? There's a tradition here in Portugal, I believe everyone. In every part of the world, there's the same tradition or habit of making pumpkin jelly. It's awesome. Pumpkin jelly is amazing. So there's always the traditional pumpkin soup as well, but pumpkin jelly is really nice. You should try it if you haven't done so already. Yeah, so don't forget to celebrate Pumpkin Day 2 days from now, the 26th, Wednesday, by eating pumpkins or throwing pumpkins at each other, because it doesn't hurt at all, so please do that. Good advice. Hashtag good advice. Jamie asks, why is there a day for Black Cats, KC? That's a good question. I can look it up and let you know in the next music break or so. I will try to explain that. There's also a Cat Day on the 29th, but we already had so many cat-related tracks in past shows. I thought, nah, let's not celebrate Cat Day. I think we already had International Cat Day. So is there an International Cat Day in, like, a national one in the US or something? I don't know. There's something to search for on the internet as well. I won't do it, but if you want to, feel free to. Barak is asking, so about the Segathon. So the Segathon, we'll be having Trini on the Segathon tonight, if all goes well. However, if you're interested in taking part in the Segathon next week, perhaps, feel free to listen to it this week and learn how it goes. And next week, you're more than welcome to take part. The Segathon is, for those that don't know, comprised of five different events, including a Sega question, in reverse music, a sing along, and a few others. So it's coming in about 20-25 minutes, perhaps. So if you're interested in that, feel free to keep listening to the Manic Monday Show, and maybe next week you can take part in the Segathon. Anyway. What's there to talk about? Nothing much, because we need to move on and play music. We have lots of music to play tonight, so let's go with this.
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Hey! Yes, it's time for Third Party Tracks of the Week, and this week... oh my god, II1980 posted Elise kissing Sonic. No! Anyway, that's hard to forget. I'm gonna play some music, and while you listen to music, I'm gonna bleach my eyes, so I'll be right back. But we'll start this week's third party segment with a request by Adaptive Veil. He suggested a Castlevania Bloodlines track, which is a really nice one. Too bad it's a bit short. Then we'll have a Sparkster track, because I love Sparkster, and this one's mine. And then we'll have a very, very long track, which we won't be playing in full, but we'll play some of it. A Red Zone track suggested by Jamie. So Let's start with a tune requested by Adaptive Veil. This is Iron Blue Intention, Stage 4 from Castlevania Bloodlines.
Manic Monday Show with Casey. Only on Radio Sega.
title music from Red Zone, as suggested by Jamie. It's a very long track. It's 8 minutes and 24 seconds long. And actually, I had to edit it because, for some reason, whoever has ripped the music for this game has decided it would be nice to have it, loop when the tracks are already 8 minutes long or 6 minutes long or 5 minutes long. So, why? You loop tracks when you have short ones. You don't need to loop 8 minute long tracks. That's just crazy, crazy, I tell you. Yeah, so Red Zone. As I was saying on Discord, there's a funny story, although it's not that funny, it's just a regular story, that happened to me. When I saw this suggestion by Jamie, I was actually in the process of, downloading. I shouldn't say this, but yeah, I was in the process of downloading the soundtrack to Red Zone, actually, by a coincidence, because I came across the game while reading about Sega stuff and third-party games. The game was really impressive because it featured lots of amazing stuff, like, and PTKKS found the list. It features rotating background graphics, rotating background texture, 3D vector sprite objects, 3D vector polygon graphics, real-time zoom, and full-motion video compression. So yeah, so it featured all these amazing things without a special, without the use of a chip on the cartridge, like for example Virtua Racing. Virtua Racing was a really amazing game graphically, but it had something called the Sega Virtua Processor chip on the cartridge. Well, Red Zone was able to do all this stuff without this extra chip, just used the good old Mega Drive hardware to make it happen to do this, and it's amazing. The story, though, although it's already funny enough that I was researching Red Zone when Jamie sent me his suggestion, I also got an email this past few days, I think on Friday or Saturday, by someone called Werner. And if you're listening to us, big shout out to Werner. He told me Red Zone was or is one of his favorite Mega Drive games of all time, and he actually did a remix of a Red Zone track, which of this particular track, actually, of the title music. However, it's not quite finished yet. And so, whenever he actually finishes the track, I will play it on the Manic Monday show during the third party tracks segment, because we like to showcase what people in the community do. Although it's not a Sega game, it's a third party game. This is the only show right now that is playing third party music, so why not play Werner's remix? If he can pull it off, I'll be happy to play it. Yes, it's 8 minutes long. Is it already done? It's almost done. Anyway, we also played Stage 2 from Sparks to Rocket Knight Adventures, one of my own favorite Mega Drive games, and a suggestion by Adaptive Veil, Iron Blue Intention from Castlevania Bloodlines, Stage 4, actually, Stage 4 music. And thank you, Jamie and Adaptive Veil, for your suggestions. If you don't have... PDK Guest says, stop the Red Zone music, please. it's actually a great track by Jesper Kidd. If you have any other suggestions for the third party segment, radiose.ga/third party and send me your suggestions, and they'll be played during this second season of the Manic Monday show, I promise. So if you haven't heard your requests yet, don't fret, maybe next week will be your week on the Manic Monday show. Indeed. Well, time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
And so, it's with great pleasure that I tell you that two people already got it this week. And it's... And so, And so the two people that got it are actually Rexy and Esper K. So the they both got it. So they're both in the lead, and they'll still be in the lead after this show ends, because they were the only ones who got it so far. So Brendotron, Opus Science, Jamie, you need to step it up, guys. You need to step it up. So it's all gonna break down to next week, to the finale. Who's gonna win this first edition of Say My Name? Will it be Esper K? Will it be Rexy? Will any of the other guys who are closer to them be able to steal the lead, take the lead away from them? Who knows? Next week on the Manic Monday Show. But that's next week, because we still need everyone else to get it. So let's share clue number two, shall we? Let's see what clue number two is. Pay close attention. Has the ability to fly. Has the ability to fly. So if you think you know who this character is, and if you want to get 15 points, send me your guess, but a correct one, via private message on Discord. I'm KC, and so send me your guess via private message. People are frustrated with the bronze color. So if you don't like bronze, you should aim for gold. Go for gold or silver or whatever. It's better than bronze. Bad joke. And so with that bad joke, it's time to move on, and it's time to go get into this.
Segathlon.
Time for the Segathlon, and so it's time to join the Manic Monday Show channel on Discord, and let's see if I can drag this week's guest onto this channel. There we go. So hello, Trini.
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to ask you to mute the volume on whatever thing you're listening to the show. Otherwise, we'll have echo.
Alright, hold on.
There we go. I think.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good now. So, welcome to the Manic Mother Show, and welcome to the Segathon. Are you ready, Tweenie? Are you excited?
I'm excited, but more so nervous.
No reason for that. I think you'll do fine. It's a really easy edition of the Segathon we have for you this week.
You keep saying it's easy every week.
It's not my fault. People suck. So, it's easy.
Well, can't wait for me to suck too, so let's get this going.
So, Tweenie is going to play the Segathon. For those that aren't aware of what the Segathon is, it's a game with five different events. We have a Sega question, in reverse music, guess the track from lyrics, password, and the sing-along. What's going to happen tonight? Well, let's start with event number one, Sega question. As you know, Tweenie, you have an easy question and a hard question to choose from. If you go with the easy one and give me a correct answer, you'll get 1 point. If you go with the hard one and get it right, you get 2 points. So, which one will it be?
Why not? Let's go with the hard question.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so hard question for Tweenie. What's the name of ToeJam and Earl's spaceship? Sorry. ToeJam and Earl's spaceship. It has a name.
See, I was so into the series since back in the groove was a thing.
I'm gonna need an answer, Tweenie.
I don't know. Is it Funkatron?
So your answer is Funkatron. That is, unfortunately, not correct. That's not correct. Funkatron is their planet, their home planet. The spaceship, the spaceship is actually called Rapmaster Rocket. The Rapmaster Rocket. Because why not? Because why not? Yes.
See, I told you I was going to suck at this.
No worries, no worries. You should have gone with the easy one. The easy one was really, really easy this week. But yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so.
But I want to make Mikhail proud.
Oh, Mikhail. We had such a great time last week with Mikhail. Anyway, let's move on with event number two. And it's time for In Reverse. So I'm going to pause the bad music and play something. Are you ready, Twinny? It's really easy again.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. It's so easy. Isn't it? So, as you know by now, if you guess the game, you get 1 point. If you guess the track title, 1 point. If you guess both, you'll get 3 points. Any idea?
I want to say it's from an Echo the Dolphin game. Because it has that, like, that ambiance kind of feel to it. But, I think, yeah, why not? I'm going to stick with Echo the Dolphin, the first game.
Okay, any guesses for the track?
Sadly, no. I'm not really versed into the game, so...
Okay, so, just a side note. RevSig said, I've got to put some clothes on. I need to go have dinner. Why did you share that with us? We didn't need to know...
So you was naked this entire time?
Yeah, we didn't need to know that. It's, you know... I know it's a joke, but it's still... and he was actually doing a pun with this week's track. But still, not a good image for my brain right now. I need to go bleach my brain after this. Anyway, Twinny, you said Echo the Dolphin. Let's hear the track not in reverse. It's not. It's Columns. And the track is called Clotho. Hence the clothes on of RevSig. Really, really bad pun, by the way, RevSig. But yeah, I'm sorry, you didn't get any points out of this one. However, we still have three more events to play. And so, event number three, Twinny, guess the track from lyrics. Again, 1 point for the game, 1 point for the track. If you guess both, I'll give you an extra bonus point. You'll get 3 points, okay? So pay close attention to this amazing poetry. Amazing poem. Every day is a new beginning, yeah. We don't know who we're gonna meet today. The more I want, the less that I can get. Keep walking for a new tomorrow. But I guess that I'm so happy now. Gonna set my heart free. Now I've got nothing to worry me. Come on. Let's get up, go, 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 go.
Oh, so
well then. Want me to read this?
So again,
once again.
No. It's
alright. Okay.
I think I know what this one is.
Okay.
So you just want the name of the track and the game coming from, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite Purple Cat theme, Lady Days, Living in Paradise from Sonic Adventure 1.
Oh, so you said Sonic Adventure 1, Lazy Days, Living in Paradise. It's correct, so you get 3 points. Well done.
Hey.
Well done. It's obviously that. I told you it was easy. I told you.
Thank God I did not have to sing it.
Not yet.
Okay.
Twinny, it's time for event number four, which, as you know, is password. This week I'm gonna give you an expression, okay? Not just one word. So here's a hint for your assistant, your lovely assistant, who is Esper K. Hello, Esper K!
20, I am so disappointed in you right now.
I know, and that's just exactly what Mikhail wants, so I hope I'm making you proud.
Yeah, so Esper K, you'll need to do better than Jamie next, last
week. I will find some way to send columns to you, dude. I will find a way.
Okay, please do. I'm still gonna suck at it.
I don't care.
Okay, so
chuck the cruise at me already.
I'm gonna just forgot about the timer again. No worries, here it is. So you'll have 10 seconds, Tweenie, to help Esper K guess what this week's expression is. It's more than one word. Okay, it's more than one word. It's not hard. It's just more than one word. Okay, you can say anything you want, but the expression itself. Okay, you can use any sounds you want. You can, you know, sing if you want, whatever. You just have to.
I ain't singing.
You'll have to find a way of helping Esper K guess what this expression is. I'm going to send you the words via private message on Discord, and after that I'm going to start the timer. You have 10 seconds, okay, to do this. Everyone ready?
Okay.
I'm totally ready for disappointment, because it's already more than one word. I'm screwed.
Hashtag disappointment. It's easy. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, let's do this.
You sleeping, and you have these thoughts while you sleeping.
Nights into dreams.
There you go.
Wow, how was that? Nights into dreams. But okay, well done. Well done.
No, I didn't get it right. Not from what Casey said. No.
Yes.
You did.
How what? Is that nights into dreams? But yes, it is nights into dreams. Well done. So Trini gets 1 point. Why didn't you say it was a game? Oh, God. So, yeah.
That'd be too easy.
You sleep, you have thoughts. Okay, so, yeah, that's
like the top of my head.
Yeah, oh, God. You guys. Okay, so, Esper K, thank you so much for helping Tweenie.
Lucky guess.
With password.
Lucky guess.
Well done.
Let me see myself out. No.
Oh, she went. Oh, she didn't. Oh, she's evil. I usually am the one that drags people out. Oh, okay. Anyway, it's time for the final event, Tweenie, and it's the dreaded sing along. You don't have to sing; you just need to tell me what the lyrics are. You'll have moments of silence during the song, and when the song stops, it's when you'll have to give me the lyrics, okay? The missing lyrics, okay? It's easy, it's gonna stop 2 times, and the track is a Sonic track, a Scenic track.
Alright.
From a little game called Scenic Unleashed. It's called Endless Possibilities. Let's do this,
let's
Trini.
Go.
I'm running through this world and I'm not looking back. Cause I know I can go where no one's ever gone, and I'm not looking back. But how will I know when I get there? And how will I know when to leave? We've all gotta start.
The possibilities are never ending. I see it now.
I see it, and now it's all within my reach. I see it now. It's always been inside of me. And now I feel so free.
And it's possibility.
It's done! Okay, so, Tweenie, was that hard?
Well, it kind of tripped me up when the first time time you cut back into the song, I was like, oh, into it, and then you split up the song again, so I was like, oh, shut up now.
Okay, so you said the possibilities are never ending, and then you said endless possibility. These were the two missing lyrics, according to you.
Possibilities.
Actually, no, I think the lyrics are endless possibility. Although the track title is endless possibilities.
Hey, I'm jacked up on Honey Nut Cheerios right now. That's how I was able to get the tar out.
I don't know. Our own walking Wikipedia, has tweeted a link to the lyrics, saying the track is called Endless Possibility, and that is not correct. The track is actually called Endless Possibilities, but the lyrics are possibility. I don't know. It's okay. Either way, it's fine. You're obviously correct. You get 1 point, which means, Trini, you get a total of 5 points on this week's Segathon, which is not bad at all. Not bad at all. You're behind Rexy, PTK Cass, Refsig, and Skyblaze. But you did better than Lula, Mikhail24RD, and Jamie. So you should be proud of yourself.
As long as I'm better than Mikhail, then I'm fine.
Ooh, shots fired. Anyway, Twini, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great. You have to come back soon. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the Manic Monday show. So I'm going to drag you back to the chill out. Bye-bye!
Bye.
That was Trini with his own rendition of Endless Possibilities. Anyway, Rexy said, I'm a walking Wikipedia. She sent us an image. you should be on Discord right now, because people are, you know, shots are being fired. Anyway, this is the Manic Monday show, so we need to move on and play music and do other stuff.
The Manic Monday show.
Indeed. So the Manic Monday show on Radio Sega. It's time to move on and play some more music. And this is the part of the show when we actually do something else. It's time for another segment of the show. And it's called this.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music. Like old times.
The Manic Jukebox.
The Manic Jukebox. It's time for the Manic Jukebox. This week, if you listened to last week's show, you know that Esper K was dying to push my buttons. And so... She requested 3 tracks out of the Manic Jukebox list. If you want to know what the full list of 40 tracks is, go to radiose.ga/Manic Jukebox. radiose.ga/Manic Jukebox. And so she went with numbers 11, 21, and 38. Although she didn't request them in that order. I think I'm gonna play them in the order she requested them. And so, obviously, Esper K is a bit crazy. We all know that. And so the first track that she requested was number 38. And so from Yakuza Ishin, this is the awesome Samurai Ondo, the full spec edition on the Manic Monday show.
ふりふりもっこやね腰をふりふりまつりだねぶそむろいぼんぼで踊りましょう今日は忍びまつり待ち構えたるで男は幕末魚の町ギリアンはしめねあと何やった いや、最近物忘れ半熟で頭で踊りましょう侍女で踊りましょう侍女で踊りましょうああ、思い出したネクロニャイヤ刀持ったセリアムッと清め奥田総理様の踊りやで逮捕や鉄砲にゃ弱いけどな まあ確かにな。
しかしな、しかし剣でどでかい花火ぶち上げたんで。
ああ恐れつまんなきゃな。
男はそうだろいや。
おなごも侍やって
。切ってみせます、そんなヤバい。切ってみせるんで、あのくそで。
あいらは侍、
今日も誰だった切ったはった切ったはった。
お里が知れるで。
武者も長倉もはじめちゃんも起きた掃除本堂で踊りましょう。
はい、これでちゃんと踊り、
はい踊りや。ゲームもあんなだと
わしにはないで。そんなやぐらも出てくや。
ただし逮捕や鉄砲とかそういうのはあかんね。そういうのはあかん。人気ねえや。ちゃんとわしに勝たせろや。 ああ勝ったなんて食うだけ。
それこそ侍や。
ああ勝ったなんてもう無理。
ええか、刀で守れ。それこそが
侍や。蹴ってみせろって、そんなマンボー。
バカ野郎バカ野郎、
おいらが侍。明日も誰だった、切ったはった切ったはった。侍ホンダ
じゃあ明日37番
ゾロンのキャラ。
今度の時ですが、起きた装置ができたこと、
このお宅会の中に足の刀で風穴を開ける、自身を起こして強い日本を。ありがとうございます。
そうの野望。蹴ってみせるで、アンニャラぶっ殺してるで。蹴ってみせるで、お前その無謀断ち切っとるわ。
みんなみんなまとめて
蹴り取ってるよ。おいらはサムライ、今日も誰だった蹴ったはった蹴ったはった。ヒーハーサムライ女。
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Yeah.
still to come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
What a tune. That was one of Esper K's picks. She played my, she pushed my buttons this week by playing the Manic Jukebox. And she picked numbers 31, 11, and 21. Was it? I forget. Let me, yeah. 31, 21 and 11. And so we just played Samurai Ondo, the full spec edition from Yakuza Ishin. Hashtag Magi Magical or Magi Magical. Yeah. Then we had our 16-bit wars from Tunedom and An Awakening Float from Sonic and the Secret Rings. Great picks there. Thank you, SperK, for pushing my buttons this week. That being said, don't forget that you can check out our full list of 40 songs from the Manic Jukebox. RadioSE.ga/ManicJukebox at any time during the week, and you'll be able to, you know, plan ahead. If you're willing to play the Manic Jukebox, you can plan ahead the tracks you'll pick during the show. That being said, next week we probably won't have the Manic Jukebox, because next week will be a different kind of show, but I'll let you know more on that soon. Jamie asks, can it become the Manic Drunk Box? Only if you drink lots of beer like you have today, Jamie. Yes, so during this music break, Hideki Naganuma tweeted at Radio Sega with a screenshot of the tracklist from a very special edition of Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown that we did a few years ago, dedicated to Hideki Naganuma tracks. Yes, that was the Hideki Naganuma edition of Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. One of the most fun episodes I ever did of RS Top 40. And I remember over 230 people, I think, voted in that poll. And so, yeah, if you're curious about what tracks made it into the Top 40, you should go to RadioSega.net, click the media button, and look for Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. I can tell you what number one it was, but nah, I won't. You should go to Radio Sega and re-listen to that episode. It was great fun. Anyway, it's time to move on. It's time to something, which I can't remember what it is because I'm confused right now and I'm old and tired. Oh, I remember. It's this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Ooh, yeah. Time for Say My Name again. Clue number 3. You people suck. You suck so hard. Yes. Only one other person has guessed it correctly so far. PTKKS. Nope. He just sent me his guess, but nope. That's not correct. So, it's time for clue number 3. 10 points at its stake right now. So, clue number 3 is loves chocolate. Loves chocolate. Has bronze-colored eyes. Has the ability to fly. And loves chocolate. Okay, loves chocolate. Who could it be? Private message on Discord with your guests. And while you do that, it's time to play some more Sega music related to special days. And this time we're going to be celebrating Navy Day. Navy Day, okay? So, by the way, what's the best Navy-related movie ever? Some people probably say Top Gun or other stuff like that. But no movie can beat Hot Shots. And if you don't know about Hot Shots, you should get acquainted with Hot Shots 1 and Hot Shots 2. But Hot Shots 1 is the parody of Top Gun. It's the best Navy-related movie of all time. Maybe not. It's so stupid. It's great. And so to celebrate Navy Day, which people will be celebrating on the 27th, at least in the US, let's go with an Afterburner track. It's called Afterburner from Afterburner 3.
We'll be right back.
To be this good takes ages. To be this good takes Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Spin dashing to next Sunday.
This time we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ain't ready.
I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I gotta find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head cause I have no fear. Probably seems crazy, a graveyard theory, but a ghost tried to approach me and got leery.
Asked him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkins in the alleys. It didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist, metal crackling. I'm hearing someone saying, use a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall, and then I started to fly. I went deeper.
Let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's it. I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see your thing, but it's around somewhere. Gonna hold my head cause I got nothing to fear. It's probably seeming crazy. Rain to be a ring. A ghost tried to approach me and got leery. Me. I'm just gonna hang down in Pumpkin Hill because I need my next drink. Try to pint vampire blood and I liked it, cause they said just a drop would make me go hyper. And now I'm walking like Frankenstein because I need another taste of that fine red wine. Plain silver chains and pulled fangs without pain. Drain veins in a steak brain. What? Are my raps too violent? Yo, I didn't kill the guy, I'm just keeping it quiet. Attack the truth, death reserved for the guy who calls bars raps. Ding dong, trick or treat, it's a me, how C-S-R-E, and I'm a doctor this year, so please, why don't you hand over all the candy, and we won't have to show you our graveyard theory. Let it get to me, I'm just going creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's it, I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. But it's around somewhere. Gonna hold my head cause I got nothing to fear. Probably seems crazy, graveyard theory. A ghost tried to approach me and got leery.
Yo, Dr. Halsey. Let me clear out somebody's corpses, brother.
I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna chill down a Pumpkin Hill. I'm gonna keep it hella real. 7 hot suit, force feed beyond your build. When you wanna test me but you lack any skill. Bloodsuckers wanna hunt me in the night, but their fangs only talk, they never really bite. Take a stake or two and drive it through your chest in one strike. Now what was it about me you didn't really like? Get stalked by the undead, so I got 12 gauges aimed at his dumb head. Turn pumpkins from orange to blood red. Grab your jack-o'-lanterns, here comes the sunset. Howl at the moon, whispers in the air, I'm coming for you soon, yeah. I got a graveyard theory that says you'll be buried before you get anywhere near me. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Cemetery pop like a dancing machine. Down the moon
Graveyard Theory by the Zone Runners here on the Manic Monday Show. Spooky, spooky, spooky. Right? That didn't go well. Really need to change my settings here. Anyway, spooky, spooky, spooky. Never mind that. That was the Zone Runners with Graveyard Theory, a remix of A Ghost's Pumpkin Soup, celebrating, Pumpkin Day, which happens this Wednesday, the 26th. Before that, we had Ride That Sheep from Manic's TT Superbike, celebrating Hug a Sheep Day. Don't forget to hug a sheep on the 29th. So, Saturday, I believe. If you know, just hug. Don't do anything else. Just hug. No, don't be perverts. Even hugging is a bit, perverted. But just hug a sheep. We have enough cross species stuff with Big the Cat and Froggy already. So yeah. Anyway, before that we had Afterburner from the Mega City version of Afterburner 3. And it's a great tune. Yes, and as Jamie said before, instead of Mary Had a Little Lamb, which is actually the track that we call Ride a Sheep or Ride That Sheep, he said it's Mary Had a Little Lamb. Yes. So, and apparently PT Kickass found out that there is actually a book called Mary Had a Little Lamb. The cover, and it's a book by, it's a bit too small, but I'll try to read. Jack Lechner? I can't really get it because it's a bit too small, but I think so. And illustrated by Bob Steak, perhaps? I don't know. It's got Mary on the cover with her little lamp, which apparently doesn't need to be connected to a socket because it has, its own source of light somewhere. I don't know why, but yes. In the meantime, Rexy has sent us her Manic Doodle of the Week, featuring Baron Praxis wearing a bandana. Okay. To celebrate Bandana Day, we should play that Bentley Jones track. but that's not a Sega track. So yeah, that's what's been happening on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show chat room. Should I move on and play music? Yes, I should. Because it's time for yet another different segment of this show. It's time for this.
People's Choice!
It's time for People's Choice! And so let's check out our survey and see if we can close it. Last few seconds if you still want to vote. And I'm gonna close it because we have 3 tracks! We don't have a tie this week, which is amazing. And let's close the survey. Closed! And so, let's play the tracks that you guys voted for. You had 6 tracks to choose from. You had Keep Yourself Alive from Guilty Gear X, representing Saul, bad guy. You had A Slow Waker from Guilty Gear Exart Sign, representing Axel Low. You had Ren of Heavens from Shenmue 2, representing Ren from Shenmue, obviously. You had Theme of Babylon Garden from Sonic Riders, representing Waved Swallow. Violent Breathing from Streets of Rage, representing Axel Stone. And Statues from Virtua Fighter R, representing Akira! Not the anime guy, but the Virtua Fighter guy, yes. I'm talking to you, Mikhail. Yes. Anyway, so you guys had to vote for 3 of them, and you had to vote for your 3 favorite bandana-wearing Sega characters. And you guys did that. So the people have voted, the people have spoken, and you went with, for example, this one from Sonic Riders, the theme of Babylon Garden.
Radio Sega.
Thank you. Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
Great track here, Statues, Akira from Virtua Fighter 5R. These were your picks: Statues, Akira, Violent Bleeding from Streets of Rage, and Theme of Babylon Garden from Sonic Riders. There will be no People's Choice segment next week either. I'll explain why in a bit. However, next 2 weeks from now, you'll be able to vote once again for week-related, event-related tracks of my choosing. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're running a bit late, so let's just move on with the next bit of our show, which is the ever-exciting...
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Ooh, yeah. So exciting. yes. So... A few other people already got it. However, I know a few of you still want some help. And so, there's one final clue for you guys. And so, after Love's Chocolate, clue number 4 is in fact Light Gaia. Is in fact Light Gaia. That's clue number 4. If you think you know who this week's character is, send me a private message on Discord. You're now playing for 5 points. 5 precious points, you know? It could be helpful for those that are trying to, you know, to fight for the leadership, which is kind of hard right now. But yeah. Anyway, that's how things go, and so... that being said, it's time to move on. And yeah, I'm looking at Discord. Lots of stuff happening, which is always nice. But it's time for this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Indeed. Before we move on to the Chill Tracks of the Week, and since we had the International Bandana Day tracks already, let me just talk about something serious for a bit. So this International Bandana Day is not just something that people thought of because of, you know, style of, or fashion or anything. It's because of it's a way of you know. So let me read it for you. It's easier. So in Australia, there's a youth organization called Canteen. Canteen. Okay. Every year, the organization hosts a Bandana Day to raise awareness and also to raise support for, in their case, young people living with cancer. Okay. So, the way they do that is using International Bandana Day. A common treatment for cancer is chemotherapy, a term shortened to chemo most of the time. The treatment utilizes various anti-cancer drugs administered in a chemotherapy regimen. Because of the incredibly powerful nature of the drugs involved, chemo has some serious side effects, one of the most notorious being hair loss, hence the bandanas. And so, to raise awareness and to raise support for young people living with cancer, they do International Bandana Day on the last Friday of October, actually, which is the 28th of October this year. Okay, so something serious, you know. because Rexy says gizoogle it. No, it's too serious to gizoogle. But I can gizoogle something when we come back. But for now, it's time for Chill Tracks of the Week. After this slightly more serious information, and we'll start with a track from Nepaltale, and it's related to sheep. From Nepaltale, RJ in Daydream. This is Round Sheep.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
Organic Monday Show with Casey.
Was in love with a girl from a cabaret, and she, you know, went on to pursue a musical career, but he wanted her to come back and sing to him. This is the Guitar Hero with Sing to Me, mixing together Death Egg and Music Plant. And so Death Egg mixes together with create a great funeral day. At least it does in my head. Don't forget to celebrate that on the 30th. Or maybe don't. Before that, we had The Deceased from Seventh Dragon 2020, also related to create a great funeral day. You have to be deceased if you want to have a funeral. You have to be dead. So, moving on. And the first track was Round Sheep from Nepaltale RJ in Daydream, obviously related to Hug a Sheep Day. Make it a round sheep on the 29th. Yes, so it's time to say goodbye. It's almost time to say goodbye on the Manic Monday show. It's been a fun show. It's been crazy on Discord this week. And so yeah, thank you all for joining me for this episode number 8 of season 2 of the Manic Monday show. Before I go, Open Science actually shared an interesting thing, an interesting website he found, with a list of Sonic characters nobody's ever heard of. It basically lists every single character in the Sonic franchise that isn't Sonic. So I thought, why not gizoogle that, right? But we need to do something to gizoogle stuff properly, don't we? We do. So the website itself, it's already stupidly crazy, but if you gizoogle it, it gets even worse. So let's go with the first character, Amy Rose. Amy Rose, aka Rosie the Rascally Rascal, is the stalker that Sonic was cursed with for the blasphemy of Sonic the Hedgehog the Porno. Right back up in your mofo ass. Biatch is skilled up in over 400 types of infiltration, including ninja style and Tom Cruise on a string style. Okay. He's hornier than Triceratops up in heat and armed with thugged out looks to boot, the latter being her deadliest weapon. I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, Biatch. Right back up in your mofo ass. Biatch be also armed with a big ass hammer that can knock up anybody up in a single room. The instant her ass is shown the slightest bit of weakness, that biatch will pounce and begin the ceremonial virgin sodomizing, stop, this is really bad. Her hobbies include ice cream, kleptomania, being a thugged out damsel up in distress, being coupled up in hustler fictions with every last mofo other character under the sun, regardless of gender, officially, or whether or not they even up in the Sonic universe. okay. Yeah, this is really bad. I don't know. Let's see what else is here. Let's see. Shadow the Hedgehog. Yo, Shadow the Hedgehog is black and red. You all know that she's a mofo. This is the universal war paint of all bastards whose ass do not take any bull. She's neat. Yeah. Just up in case though, he also has a gun and blows up motorbikes up in the street. this is so stupid. Chunky is Rouge the Bat, apparently. Yes. Yo, busting lyrics of Chunky, she be a professional treasure hunter, secret posse agent, makeup artist and strip dancer, and she's neat, yo. Her attitude make her step the flip up careless, yo, but her ass is straight up scheming and manipulative. In 7 of the 10 game that freaky biatch has rocked up in to date, Chunky wears a nasty skin-tight black bodysuit with a skanky big-ass pink heart-shaped breastplate and them deformed white thigh-high boots, yo. How the flip she expects not to attract the whack kind of attention with that kind of junk, I have no idea, yo. But it picks up that up in 12 of the 10 game that freaky biatch has rocked up in to date, that freaky biatch has been No. Not reading the rest. So if you want to check out what this website is about, go to mirror.uncyc.org/wiki/list_of_sonic_characters_nobody's_ever_heard_of, or go to Discord and check out what I just posted, because it's easier that way. It's the encyclopedia, obviously, but I shouldn't have done this. I need bleach again for my brain, my eyes, my ears. I don't know. I'm done. So yeah, this was a really bad idea. Have I lost listeners? Let's check it out. I haven't, actually. I don't know why, but people are still listening. So this was the Manic Monday Show. Sometimes I'm crazy like that and Gizugle stuff. I'm sorry, but not really. Next week will be better. So before we go, time to handle a few things, just like this one.
Say my name.
Rexy says encyclopedia stuff is hilarious while not being offensive. It's some of the bits that I was about to read were a bit offensive, but I don't know. Yeah. So say my name. Let's go with say my name. Moving on from that. So remember the clues? Has bronze colored eyes, has the ability to fly, loves chocolate, and is in fact Light Gaia. So that means this week's character was obviously Chip from Sonic Unleashed. And what happened? How did people fare with this week's Say My Name edition? Let's see. So we had Open Science with 10 points, same as Foster Graph, PTK Cass, and Jamie. Brindletron got 15 points, and Rexy and SPK got 20 points each. So this means there are a few changes, but not much. And so let's see how the overall leaderboards are at this point. Fudge has 5 points. 10 points for Veritex and J10. 15 points Music Clues and Mikhail24RD. 20 points I Need Fruit. 25 points Foster Graph. 30 points II1980. 45 points Ravsig and Tweeny. 65 points for SarahRose96. 80 points for PT Kickass. And I think that's it. And with 100 points, we have Opus Science and Jamie. 100 points. With 110 points, so joint third place, Opus Science and Jamie. Second place, Brindletron, 110 points. And joint first place, with 1 week to go, AsperK and Rexy with 120 points. So it'll be decided next week, people, one way or the other, even if they have the same amount of points. We'll have a battle to the death. Yes. Wrong guesses for this week's edition of Say My Name included Silver the Hedgehog, Omo Chow, and Blaze the Cat. So yeah, I don't know why, but it was obviously Cheap. Better luck next week, everyone, for the 9th in final week of this first edition of Say My Name. Who's gonna get 10 somethings? 10 bucks or pounds or euros or kangaroos? Who knows? Next week it'll all be decided. Before we go, time to talk about a few things. First up, today the Sonic Stadium celebrates their 16th anniversary. And so we love them so much, we even tweeted happy birthday twice during the day. So we did two different tweets. Wishing a happy birthday to Sonic Stadium, because we love Sonic Stadium so much. No, it was probably a mistake, but anyway, happy birthday to Sonic Stadium. It's been a great run. Other stuff, the Sega Lounge. So we were supposed to have Jiro and Tell, but on this week's edition of the Sega Lounge, but the man is really busy, and so we had to postpone the interview to a later date. But I'm trying to see if I can get someone else on the Sega Lounge this week, and if so, we'll have news on that on RadioSega.net soon. Apart from that, other shows, don't forget RadioSE.ga/shows. Coming up in about 1 hour and a half, we have RSN Live, and RavSig returns tomorrow with the chart-topping show Sonic 3 and Knuckles Edition. Next week, the Manic Monday show will be different. So this, for the past 8 weeks, we've been doing regular shows. So next week, we'll have the first off-topic show of the season. So, like last season, you can request whatever tracks you want. We'll have probably an extended segment of third-party tracks. So if you still haven't sent me some suggestions for third-party tracks, go to radiose.ga/third-party and suggest more third-party tracks. You can also suggest remixes. So if you know of an amazing third-party track and you'd like me to play a remix of that track, let me know. radiose.ga/third-party, and I'll include that on next week's show if I have the time. But there'll be no Manic Jukebox, no People's Choice, not sure about chill tracks, but you can request whatever tracks you want, not related to any kind of events or holidays or anything. You can ask whatever or request whatever you want, and I'll try to play them next week on the Manic Mini Show. That's it. Let's say goodbye to everyone who joined us this week, like RavSig, Rexy, Rainmaker, Skyblaze, II1980, AlphaDog1996, Artista, AF, Asparagus Eduardo, Atomic Sonic 99, Barak, Bogard07, Bujan, CaveQuest, Skatani or something, Darkwind, David T. Lurker, Drake, I know when that hotline play, Adobin, Flexile, Fudge, Gnarly Queen, aka Foster Graf, Helile, Exalted Mars, Illis, J10, Jace Ghost, Jinjos, Carrie, Carter 1989, Lang, Lily, Lime, Lucas, Mr. Wonderman, Mumbo King, MVK, Myron, S, Nexter, Fire 1, Upsign, Special, Plushy 64, PTK Cass, Rudy Tabuti, Sean, Silver Sonic, Spooky Tunes, just went away, Supersonic 11231, Takumi, Mikado 24RD, The Nick Flair, The Sega Scourge, Trekkie Dragon, Trini, Tionic, Veritex, Ghostkeep, 00, and Brendotron, who has left already. Thank you so much for... Oh yeah, and don't forget to vote for the poll on the poll that RavSig has posted on Discord for tomorrow's The Chart-Topping Show episode. That being said, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next week with the off-topic, with an off-topic edition of the Manic Monday Show, celebrating Pumpkin Day. The final track had to be this one. We already had a remix by Zone Runners, but we had to go with the original. unfortunately, no one or Sega doesn't give Unit P the rights to this song. He's losing so much money. He's such a victim. So, celebrating Pumpkin Day from Sonic Adventure 2. This is A Ghost's Pumpkin Soup. I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye. You know me, the fighting freak Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep. Down in Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy. A graveyard theory. Our ghost try to approach me and got leery. Asked him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying.
out the womb. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down pumpkin hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost trying to approach me, he got near.
Knuckles is a bit like Batman. I'm Knuckles. I'm Batman.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.